أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا وأن الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما ويدعو الإنسان بالشر دعاءه بالخير وكان الإنسان عجولا صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 9, 10 and 11 of Surah Bani Israel. In the second ayah of the Surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the Torah being a means of hidayah for the Bani Israel. وَجَعَلْنَاهُ هُدًى لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ أَلَّا تَتَّخِذُوا مِن دُونِي وَكِيلًا. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the Qur'an. Undoubtedly the Torah, the Injil, the Zabur, all the kitabs were from Allah Ta'ala and they were means of hidayah and rahmah for the ummah and the people. But Allah says, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ, certainly this Qur'an, Yahdi lillati hiya aqwam. This Quran guides to the straightest, to the most upright way of life. One is hidayat, and the hidayat of the Quran is aqwam. In other words, it is the most righteous, it is the most upright. What is this aqwam? Ulama said, number one, it takes a person closer to his destination. What is the intended destination? That is Jannah. Now this Quran guides us towards this Jannah and it takes us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, it is easy. In other words, whatever the ahkam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala are in the Quran, it is easy. Number three, it is free of all dangers. Danger in this world, danger in the qabr, danger in the akhirah. The Quran is free from all of that. The second, وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The Quran gives glad tidings to the believers. One quality, they have iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. After they brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they practice righteously. So it is iman, that is the basic foundation, and then together with that is amal, and that amal is salihat. In other words, it is righteous. Intention is correct, the method in doing it, the method shown to us by our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا. That certainly for them is a great reward in the dunya and in the akhirah. وَأَنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. And certainly those who have not brought iman in the year after, أَعْتَدَنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Then we have prepared for them a painful punishment. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about an inherent quality within man. وَيَدْعُ الْإِنسَانُ بِالشَّرِّ دُعَاءَهُ بِالْخَيْرِ. And man makes dua to Allah, he prays, he supplicates Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for shar, for evil. Now can we ever think about a person that is in his right frame of mind making dua for something that is evil? Allah says, دُعَاءَهُ بِالْخَيْرِ. Like how one is supposed to make dua to Allah, like how one is supposed to supplicate Allah for good. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a quality of man that sometimes we do not know what is good for us. Sometimes we ask Allah ta'ala, we supplicate, we make dua to Allah ta'ala for something that is ill. One example that is given in the Quran is the example of Nadhr ibn Harith, that when he would hear the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would hear the Quran, then he would say, Allahumma in kana hadha huwa al-haqq min indik. If this Quran, this deen is the truth from you, فَأَمْتِرَ عَلَيْنَا حِجَارَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, then Allah let the rains of stones come down from the skies. So this was a dua that he was not making in the sense of dua, but he was cursing himself. And what's the reason? Allah says, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. That man is in haste. Man is ever hasty, that man is in a hurry. Even when he asks from Allah, when he wants from Allah, when he seeks from Allah, he is in a hurry. In the Mubarak hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-anatu min Allah wal-ujlatu min ash-shaytan. Deliberation, composure, that is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ujlat, to be in a haste, that is from shaitan, and together with that, the inherent quality of man, that man is always hasty, even when he's asking from Allah. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.